The Evi B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chagigah has been dedicated in memory of Hacham Raful Muhaddeb ben Garaz and Marie Muhaddeb bat Jamile. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden Elyon. Amen. Dedicated by Dr. Isaac and Lily Muhaddeb. Hashem Yishmerem V'chayim. Amen. Daf Yud Gimal. Today's Daf is being studied the Alun Shmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied לעילו נשמת המנוחם שנפטר בקיצור ימים ושנים עזרא בן תונה מזל רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן ותהי נשמתו צלולה בסור החיים אמן. We begin today's daf on Yud Gimel Amud Rishon, 9 lines down, starting with the first word on the line. Tanya, we have a brayta. Amar Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai, ma teshuva ishivato bat kol leoto rasha bishaa sheamar e'ele על במותי עב תדמה לעניון. So the Gemara is asking a question. What did the heavenly voice answer that Rasha Nebuchadnezzar when he made the statement, על במותי עב, I will rise על במותי עב on top of the clouds, תדמה לעניון, and I will make myself analogous to a deity. Mm-hmm. Which means he felt he's going to go up to the Shamayim where God is. And he said, I'm also going to be a God. So Nebuchadnezzar, in his gava, in his arrogance, wanted to emulate God. He wanted to go up all the way to where God is. And so a heavenly voice came out and said to him, Rasha ben Rasha, ben beno shel Nimrod Rasha, shemri et kol ha'olam kulo alav b'malchuto. Says, you wicked one, the son of a wicked one, the son of Nimrod, Harasha, that also was a king, that tried to cause the world to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're following the same footsteps. Tosfot says that Nebuchadnezzar was not a direct grandson of Nimrod. He came from a different line. But the Gemara is just comparing him to Nimrod, who was another goy that was also... Rasha then wanted to have the same intention. So what does this bat kol tell Nebuchadnezzar? You want to come up to the heavens? You know how far it is to come up to the heavens? Kama shino tav shel adam. First of all, how long does a normal person live for? 70 shana, 70 years, shana emar. Yemeh shino tev b'hem 70 shana. V'im b'gburot, and if he has strength, 80 shana. So he'll get 80 years. V'halo min ha'aris ad l'rakiya, Malach 500 shana, just to get from the earth to Rakia, which is the first of the heavens, it's a 500-year walk of traveling. 500 years if a human being would travel for 500. That's the distance between Aris and Rakia. Which means if the average walking that a person does a day, let's say, is 10 parsaot a day, so 500 years. Go calculate. How many parsaot that is that he'd walk in 500 years? Ve'ovyo shel Rakia ma'alach 500 shana. Now, once you get to the Rakia itself has a width to it. That's also a 500-year walk. Ve'chen ben kol Rakia ve'Rakia, and in between each Rakia, which was the seven Nekiim, so the six spaces between the Nekiim is also 500 years walk. Lema'ala mehen Hayot HaKodesh. And on top of the Nekiim, then you have the Hayot HaKodesh, you have the angels. Regle'a Hayot keneged kulam. Just the legs of the Hayot is keneged kulam. Keneged all the spaces that we said until this point, which altogether Tosfot says would be eight spaces, which means you have the first space from the Shamayim to Rakia, then you have the much more eight spaces, 15 spaces. You have from the Shamayim to Rakia, that's one, and then you have the seven Rakiim themselves, that's eight. Then you have the six spaces between them, that would be 14 spaces, And then you have from the top Rakia to the beginning where the Hayot begin, another space. So therefore, that's 14 spaces, or 15 spaces altogether. Yeah. So they're 15 times 500 years. That's just the legs of the Hayot. To get to the legs. So Gemara says, Raglea Hayot keneged kulam. Karsulea Hayot keneged kulam. Right. The ankles is keneged kulam. Again, take everything we have until now, and that's just to get to the ankles. Above them. Shukea Hayot, I'll call them the thighs. Keneged kulam. Rechubea Hayot. That they call the
middle part of the leg.
Okay, the middle part of the leg, like by the knee, I guess. So then the shok might be like the shinj.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the calf. So rechuvei hayot by the knee, keneged kulan. Yerketei hayot.
That's the thighs.
That would be the thighs of the hayot. Keneged kulan. Gufei hayot. It's the body. Keneged kulan. Safarei hayot. It's the neck. Keneged kulan. Rashei hayot. Keneged kulan. Karnei hayot. That's like the, literally the horns. Keneged kulan. Lema'ala mehen. And above them, kisei kavod. You have the kisei kavod. Now we start again. Ragle kisei kavod keneged kulan. Just the raglayim of the kisei kavod is keneged all of them. Kisei kavod keneged kulan. Melech el hay bekayam rav v'nisa shochen alehim. And God is on top. Now the bat kol concludes the Nebuchadnezzar. Ve'ata amarta e'ale alba mute'av edame le'alyon. And you think you're going to reach here? Which means even if you live 80 years, how are you going to travel all this distance to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'll go up. Where are you going? How are you going to reach this level? The Tosfot says Nebuchadnezzar lived more than 80 years. So the Gemara is just bringing it as a derasha. Even if you live 70, 80, he lived much more than 80 years. But the point is, no matter how long he lived, there's no way it was possible. He didn't live 500 years. And that's only to the first Rakia. And if we have to, he has to travel thousands and thousands of years in order to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bat Kol tells him, hey, you're talking like a gava. He says, you know where you're going to end up? Ach el Sheol Turad el Yarkete Bor. Where you're going to end up is in Gehinam. You're going to go down into the Sheol, to the grave, El Yarkete Bor, into the pit, which is a reference to Gehinam. Comes the Gemara and continues. Velo b'merkava b'yachid. So we learned in the Mishnah, there's a chapter in the book of Yechezkel, actually Perek Aleph, which talks about a very esoteric topic, the topic of the chariot of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah did not allow that subject to be taught unless it is to one student, and even to that one student there were certain restrictions that the rabbi had when he taught that student. And the Gemara will review them now. Tanu b'chaya, aval mosrim lo rashi perakim. Which means, well, the rabbi cannot explicitly go into the Maaseh Merkava with the student, but if the student has already some foundation of the subject, so the rabbi is allowed to give him, we'll call it Rashi Perakim headlines. Able to give him the, you know, the chapter headings, in order that the student can get the basics from the rabbi, and then he can delve in it himself. Amar Bizera, En Muslim Rashi Perakim, Ela Le'Abed Din. Wow. Not only that, but it has to be, first of all, the Gadol B'Yisrael. He has to be the Abbetin. That's the level that the fellow that's learning it has to be on. Ulchol mishiribo do'eg bekirbo. Or somebody that literally his heart is do'eg, is aching inside of him, which that she understands that to mean he's a somebody that is serious. Ve'eno mekelet rosho. Which means he's, he takes it very seriously, and he's perturbed by the subject, and he's taking it with seriousness, so it's okay. So according to this first version, either or. Either an abedin, or mi shelibo doeg. Ikad amri vehu shelibo doeg bekerbo. You need both. He has to be an abed din and libo doeg bekerbo, and if these things are bothering him, and therefore he takes it seriously, then it's okay. So obviously you see, Ma'aseh ben Kavah is very limited to who is able to get involved with it. Amar Rabbi Ami, in Muslim Sitre Torah, one cannot give over the Sitre Torah, that's the secrets of the Torah. We might call that Kabbalah or Zohar or things like that. Ela lemish yesh bo hamisha devarim. He has to have at least five qualities to study these subjects. Number one, Sar Hamishim. The Gemara is going to explain each one of these in depth, but we'll just read it now. Sar Hamishim is literally a captain over 50 people, which means he has a certain position of leadership in Klal Yisrael. Nesu'e Panim is, right, he has respect, he's well respected. The Yoetz, he is an advisor. The Hacham Harashim, he's a teacher of the wise. V'navon Lahash, and he's a comprehender of the mysteries of, yes, the Torah. So if he has those qualities, then already you're able to teach him what's called Sitre Torah. Amar Rabbi Ami, en Muslim Devre Torah le'ovde kochavim. One is not allowed to teach goyim Torah. Shene emar, lo'asa chen nechol goy u'mishpatim bal yedaum. Which means, b'shpatim bal yedaum, you're not allowed to do such a thing. It says, magid devarav li Yaakov. You give over the words to Yaakov, chukav u'mishpatav li Yisrael. Lo'asa chen nechol goy. Well, you can do it to Yaakov and give over the Torah, you cannot do it to a goy. Tosfot learns that this is talking about outside the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah. The seven mitzvot b'nei Noah, of course you're allowed to teach them because they hayav in the seven mitzvot. But besides that, one is not allowed to teach them. And he says even a goy would not be allowed to teach another goy Torah. Because wow, bottom line, he's going to cause him to be hayav mitah. And therefore, even though they might not be lifnei ivel or titem mechshol by a goy, it's not putting a stumbling block, because he's not hayav in lifnei ivel, but still, he would not be allowed to teach him because he's going to cause him to be hayav mitah. So that would be asur. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar de Rabbi Hanan de Rabbi Al-Azhar. The story, Rabbi Hanan tells Rabbi Al-Azhar, Ta agmerak b'ma'aseh merkaba. Says, come, I want to teach you ma'aseh merkaba. Says Rabbi Hanan, tell Rabbi Al-Azhar, come, I want to give you the ma'aseh merkaba. Amar le lo kasha'e. He said, I'm not old enough. Seems he held that you have to be a certain age before you get involved in this subject. So the Gemara says, right, that she says, Lo zakanti, ubainin de bodo egg. You need this de bodo egg, a certain maturity. I'm too young. Kikash. So what happened when he got old? Now, nafshe, Rabbi Yohanan died. So seemingly he lost the opportunity. Amal de Rabbi Aseh. So Rabbi Aseh told him, Tav agmerach u'ma'aseh merkaba. Come, I'll teach you ma'aseh merkaba. Amar le izakai. If I had the zechut, if I would have had the merit, gemirtem Rabbi Yohanan Rabbach, I could have learned it from Rabbi Yohanan. And therefore, obviously I didn't have a zechut, and therefore, he shied away from learning Ma'aseh Merkabah. Another story, Rabbi Yosef Avagamir Ma'aseh Merkabah. Rabbi Yosef was learning Ma'aseh Merkabah. Sabed de Pumpedit Avutan wa Ma'aseh Bereshit. And the elders of the yeshiva in Pumpedit, they were learning the Braitot that talk about Ma'aseh Bereshit, the creation. Also deep esoteric things. Amru le, so they tell Rabbi Yosef, Ligmor lan mor ma'aseh merkaba. Teach us ma'aseh merkaba. Amar lehu, so he told the rabbis, Egmeron li ma'aseh bereshit. You teach me ma'aseh bereshit. You know, you want to learn something from me, you got to teach me something. Batar de egmerun. Okay, so they taught him. They gave him over ma'aseh bereshit. After they finished teaching him, Amru le, ligmerun mor ma'aseh merkaba. Okay, made a deal. Now teach us ma'aseh merkaba. Amadehu tanina behu. We have a statement. Devash vechalav tachat leshonich. The honey and the milk you have to keep under your tongue. Devarim ametukim devash vechalav yitachat leshonich. Things like this that are very sweet, you have to keep under your tongue. Meaning, you can't give them over. Rababu amar behacha. Rababu said from over here, kevasim lilvushecha. Literally, kevasim is the wool from the keves, the wool that a person makes his clothes out of. So the Gemara says, "Devarim shem kivshono shel olam yehye tachat levushecha." The Gemara makes a derasha. Don't mean it kevasim, it's kevashim. Kevashim is the mysteries, the hidden things. The kimashim, the history, the mysteries of the world, keep them under your garments, which means keep them to yourself. So, the question is, what do you mean by Rabbi Yosef made a deal? So explanation is, after he started to see who the Saved the Bupedita were, he realized they were not Ra'ui to learn Ma'aseh Merkabah. Originally he felt maybe they were on the Madrigah, that he can give it over to them. After he learned from them a little something, he said, no, I can't give it. So he didn't change his mind, he just had a different now assessment of those Talmidei Chachamim. Amru leh, so they told him, Taninan behu ad vayomer elai ben Adam. Listen, already we learned part of Ma'aseh Merkabah. We learned until the pasuk vayomer elai ben Adam, which is actually the first pasuk. Yehezkel, actually the first pasuk of Perek Bet. Yehezkel Perek Bet pasuk Aleph is vayomer elai ben Adam amod ad raglecha v'daber otach. Amar lehu. Hen Ma'aseh Amirkabah. So he told them, Rashi, Imad Kan Shinitim. If you learned upon that pasuk, you learned the whole Perek Aleph, Harbe Shinitim. You learned a lot. Shishnem Mikrot Allah, Lushin, Va'era Kira Hashmal, Kemana Keshet, Hem Shikpidu Al Machim Ledrosham. Shemit Vrim Bitsurat Shikhina Mare, which means the subsequent pasukim, that's the pasukim the rabbis are concerned about. So you learned until that point. Good, that's enough. Jesus, the following pasukim after pasuk perek bet pasuk aleph. After that, already that's when they get into the things that Achamim did not want to study for everybody. Therefore, adkan, you learned enough. Metive, we have a question. Ad echad ma'aseh merkabah. Until where is ma'aseh merkabah? What's the actual question? Which means that she learns until what point are you allowed to be doresh, and then you have to already have the qualifications of Abedin, the Bodoeg. You know, to what point is it permissible? Rabbi Omer Ad until Va'ere. Batra. Batra literally says is the second one.
Second to last verse of the chapter.
Yeah. So that would be actually Yehezkel Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin. We have it here. Va'ere ke'en hashmal. That talks about the concept of the hashmal. So it means like the light. Rav Yitzhak omer ad hashmal. Rav Yitzhak says until the hashmal. Now, including that word itself. So the first shita says until the beginning of the pasuk, until va'ere. The second opinion is no, you can read even va'ere ke'en hashmal. Until that point. Ad va'ere migamrina. Until the word va'ere, you could learn. Mikan va'erech. But from then on, masira nasheperaki. Until pasuk, really, it's really the subject is perik ad pasuk av zayin. Which part already starts ma'aseh merkabah? So the first opinion says to the va'ere, you can't start that pasuk already. Otherwise, you can start that pasuk. Once you get to the hashmal, then already one has to be careful. Look at Rashi. Ad va'ere ke'en hashmal velu bichlal. That's the first opinion, not including the words va'ere hashmal. Ad hashmal ad teva hazu, until the words. So you get to two more words. Vi bichlal the darish. So Gemara says Rashi ad va'ere mikmar gamlina. Kolomar haki kamar adechan ma'asim et question etnu lidrosh ad va'ere o ad hashmal umisham ad va'yomer enen ma'asim et question shekpidu alehem hachamim. And from then on until the word Vayomer, which is further, that's already the Ma'aseh Merkabah that the rabbis did not want a person to read, to delve into. That Vayomer would be in the Perek Bet, Pasuk Aleph. So basically it's the end of Perek Aleph, that's the Inyan that they were concerned that they don't want them to learn. Correct. So then if you go back to that Ma'aseh, it comes out, according to Rabbi Yosef, when the Sabeb, the Pupedita wanted to learn, so they told him already, we learned until Vayomer Elai Ben Adam, which is actually, we learned until Pestis Pesuk came over here. So he told him, if you learned that already, so you did it. And then Ma'aseh Merkabah, you studied the subject already. Ika de Amri, others say, Ad va'ere maslinan rashe perakim. Some say until Va'ere, you can only give over Nashe Perakim, which is in Perak Aleph. Even then, you only give Nashe Perakim, Mikad Va'ilach, and from then on, from the Hashmal area, Imu Hacham Mevin Midato In. If he's a Hacham that a way can understand on his own, then you can continue. Ilo Lo. So then you see, it's a Mahlok, according to the first opinion, the first Perak you can even teach. And then when you get to the Hashmal, then it says Nashe Perakim. According to the second opinion, no, the first Perak is only Nashe Perakim. And once you get to the Hashmal area, then already if you can understand on his own, you can continue. But if not, now the second opinion is more Mahmir. In any event, the Gemara says, Umi Darshina and Behashmal. Are we allowed to even delve into the subject of the Hashmal, of this at all? So just to review, there was a metive over there. The metive against Rav Yosef was, Rav Yosef told them, oh, you got the pasuk of Vayom, which is Perek Bet. You got the pasuk Aleph over there? Henin Ma'aseh Merkava. That's the Ma'aseh Merkava. That's the Ma'aseh Merkava. Merkava is already the pasuk Perek Aleph, pasuk Avzah, where it talks about the Hashmal. So the Gemara says, no. Really, even the beginning part, when he told them, Henin Ma'aseh Merkava, until the Hashmal area, the Sperech Pasuk Kav Zayin, according to one version, you could teach. And then from then on, it has to be Rashi Perakim. So that's what Rabbi Yosef was telling them. Listen, now already, we can't learn this regularly. It's only Rashi Perakim. If you're a Hakam, you have to be a certain scholar. And second understanding is, no, until this point, you can only give Rashi Perakim. And then from then on, it has to be Hakam Mevin Medato. That's why he was shying away from Sabed de Pompedita, because he didn't feel that they were that way. Okay, comes the Gabran, goes further. Umid Rashinam Behashmal. Are we allowed to study this subject of the Hashmal, even when he's mevin b'dato? Even if he, let's say, understands it on his own, he has understanding. Are you still allowed to delve into this? A certain child, youngster, that he went and he started delving into the Hashmal. If he was delving into it, obviously he had certain understanding. Then afkan nura, a fire came out, actually the fire of the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achalte, and it devoured him. So the Gemara says, "Shani Yenuka de lo matizim de." He was too young. Lo matizim, time did not come yet. Amar of Yehuda, Biram Zakur Oto Aish Latov. There's a, in truth, there's a certain man that he's mentioned for the best. We read this in Masechet Shabbat. V'Hananya ben Hizkiyah Shemo, and his name is Hananya ben Hizkiyah. El Malehu, if it wasn't for him, Nignaz Sefer Yehizkel. The book of Yehizkel would have been put into Geniza. Shayu devarav sutrin devei Torah. There was a lot of contradictions from the book of Yehizkel to the Sukkim in our Torah. So the rabbis were concerned. People are making mistakes here. It's going to cause a churba. It's going to cause a great damage. What did he do, this Rabbi Hananya ben Hizkiyah? Ma'asa, ha'elu lo 300 garbei shemen. They brought to him 300 barrels of oil, so he could learn, so you have light. 300 is lav davka. It's just saying they brought a lot of oil up. V'yasha ba'aliyato v'darsho. And he sat in his chamber upstairs, in his attic, and he studied. It seems the attic was a private area where he was able to delve. And they went up there and he answered all the questions of Yehizkel to the Torah. Therefore, he kept the book in circulation. Tanur banan ma'ase b'tiro kechad she'ya kore bebet rabbo b'sefer Yehizkel. There was a certain tinok again. Child that was learning Sefer Yehizkel, v'ayam mevin b'hashmal, and he understood. He got to the Hashmal area and he understood it. V'yatza esh mehashmal v'sarafto, and the fire came and burnt him. U'bikshu l'gno Sefer Yehizkel. So the rabbi said, "This is a dangerous book." So therefore, they wanted to put it in Geniza. Amar dehem Hananya ben Hizkiyah imze hacham hakol hakamimen. If this child is a hacham, is everybody a hakam like this? Which means this is not, we're not worried that this is going to happen to many people. This child had, you know, excessive wisdom, and therefore he was able to go into the Hashmal. But do you think everybody has the wisdom of this child? Therefore, there's no concern. Now, there's a very interesting Rama in his Teshuvot. It's worthy to quote the Rama over here on some of the things that he concludes from this Gemara. And he says the following in the Sefer Torat Ha'ola, Helek Gimal, Perek Dalet. Katav. Velo ra'iti
מימי בדור הזה איש מקובל יודע הדבר על בוריו מצד הקבלה האמיתית.
He said, in my day I didn't find anybody that really knows the Kabbalah according to the true Mesorah.
ורבים מהמון העם כל אחד קופץ ללמוד בתורת הקבלה.
And everybody from the Ami Ares, they jump in to study this subject.
אשר התאווה לעיניים. To them it's very tantalizing to the eyes. כגון הזוהר והריקנטי וספר שערי אורה.
Those are Kabbalistic books.
אף על פי שדבריהם סתומים,
even though these books are closed, they're sealed,
ואינם מובנים על פי האמת,
and it's very hard to understand the truth of what the intention was,
מאחר שאין לנו מקובל מפי מקובל.
So we don't have a tradition exactly how to learn these sefarim.
ולא עוד אלא שאפילו בעלי בתים שאינם יודעים בין ימינם לשמאלם,
they don't know between their right and their left,
ובחשיכה יתלחו, they walk in darkness, שאינם יודעים לפרש סדרה או פרשה עם פירוש רשי,
they can't even explain the parasha with פירוש רשי,
קופסים ללמוד קבלה,
they jump to study קבלה.
וכל זהו מפני שהדור יתום,
because we're an orphan generation,
and
a person has little information in his brain, so it makes a lot of noise, like a coin in a charity box, so when you shake it, it makes a lot of noise.
On this we have to cry about this.
So you see, he understood from this Gemara that certainly, you see, people that were not worthy that went into it.
There is, some books bring down, that a person should not really delve into these things until he reaches the age of 40 years old.
Based on the Mishnah in the Pirkei Avot, this is Ben Arba'im Libina.
The Maharsha says, Mikan Teshuva Leotam Anashim Shebedor Hazeh.
From here you see a clear refutation for the people in our generation,
שמבלים כל ימיהם בחוכמת הקבלה.
They spend their whole time studying the Kabbalah,
גם בילדותם,
even when they're young.
ואם החוכמה היא חוכמת הקבלה, אינו נוגע במעשה מרכבה, לא ידענה למה לא הוזכורה זו החוכמה בשום מקום, לא במשנה ולא בתלמוד.
So he said, I don't know why this subject was not written anywhere in the Talmud or anywhere in Shas, in Mishnayot, ובתוספתא ובמתחילתא, which means we're discussing מעשה מרכבה.
Can you learn it? Can't you learn it?
They didn't just discuss Kabbalah.
So he says, ולפי הנראה שהחוכמה הזו נוגעת בלמעלה במעשה קבלה.
That this is already higher than מעשה מרכבה, ויותר ראוי להסתירה ולא לגלותה.
Which means that already the Kabbalah didn't discuss.
The Kabbalah, it's already in a different matter.
Merkabah is somewhat understandable.
So you have to move in Midato, Abedin, and all the qualifications.
Amarti bazeh, sheyesh lemchot.
We have to rebuke.
Be'ad adorshim b'chokhmah zu b'rabim, gam b'sod Hashem.
Those are teaching Kabbalah b'rabim.
We have to rebuke them. That they're not worthy. The people that are listening to it really have no understanding. So therefore, again you see, from the fact that Rabbi Yohanan, when he offered to teach the Kabbalah to Rabbi Eliezer, or Sitre Torah, Rabbi Eliezer shied away from it.
Maharsha says, gam mizeh ra'inu, sheyu marhikin atzman, מללמוד גם ללמד חוכמה זו ובקל דחר בליעזת רבי יוחנן.
Right, he pushed him away. He said, I'm not old enough.
And then when he got the offer from Rabbi Asi, he told him, well, if I would have had the zikhut, I would have learned it already from Rabbi Yohanan.
So you see from the Maharsha, from the Rama, that they were not
promoting, obviously, the study of these subjects until the person is filled, his keres, his stomach is filled with shas and poskim, and he has the proper foundation, then already he might be able to start to understand these things. But if that's his starting point, so certainly he's misguided and misled.
Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Dehem, actually, my Hashmal, now the Gemara gives, what does this word Hashmal mean?
Amar Rabbi Yehuda,
Rabbi Yehuda explained, Hayot Ish,
is referring to the angels of fire,
Mimalelot,
that are speaking
in the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So Hashmal is like Ish,
Mimal,
Mimalel is speaking. The fiery angels that are speaking,
when they speak, fire comes out of their mouth, Rashi says. That's the Hashman. B'matnitatana, we have a brayta that says, Etim hashot, etim imalilot. These angels, sometimes they're quiet, and sometimes they are speaking. Which means, even when they're quiet, that's considered a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're in front of the divine presence, and therefore their silence is out of reverence to the Shekhinah. So therefore, sometimes they're quiet, sometimes they're talking, so that's Hashmal. Etim hashot, etim memalelot. B'sha'ash ha'dibur yotzeh b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu hashot. Right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, when the words come out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they're quiet. B'sha'ash ha'dibur yotzeh b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu memalelot. And when God is not speaking, so they are praising Him. V'ahayot ratzov v'ashov k'mar'eh abazak. Now the Gemara quotes a pasuk Yechezkel. It says, and the hayot, they're ratzov v'ashov, they're running back and forth like the mar'eh, like the vision of the bazak, like a bolt of lightning. So the Gemara says, "May ratzov v'ashov." What does it mean, back and forth? The angels in the heavens are running back and forth. Amar Rav Yehuda, "Keor hayotze mipi hakivshan," like the fire that comes out of the furnace. Which means, if you look at the top of the furnace, the fire jumps out, like flickers out and in, out and in. So to the angels, they are on one level in the heavens, and they stick their head into the level above them, and then they go up to a high level, and the presence of the Shekhinah is very strong, so they come back down again. They stick their head up again, and they come back down, like a flickering fire in the furnace. As she says, "Ratzov v'ashov motzi'in roshan mita'at harakia natui lema'ala mirashehen, v'chozot u'machnisot otan memora Shekhinah b'mhirut, k'ritza v'shiva shel la'av ha'yotze m'pi ha'bazak." My kemarei ha'bazak, what is it like the mare'a bazak? What is this mare'a bazak? Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina, ke'ora yotze mibena harasim. What is the harasim? So that she explains that sometimes when they used to purify gold or things like that, they would take a hedis, an earthenware pot, they would make holes in it, they would turn it upside down over the fire. So those little holes, some fire would come through the holes. So that's what it's kemarei bazak. Which is like a piece of piece of pottery that is has the holes over the fire, and the fire penetrates through those little holes. So you saw like the light of the angels, kemarei bazak, shooting through the holes back and forth. The pasuk says, "Va'ere v'ini ruach se'ara ba'amir ha'safon." So he says, "I saw a ruach se'ara, like a tempest wind, a storm coming from the north." The north represents Babel. Anan gadol, a big cloud, ve'esh mitlakahat, and fire, ve'noga lo saviv, and there was a brilliance of light around it, u'mitocha, and in it, ke'en hashmal mitocha esh, like the hashmal in the fire. Now it says, so, and where was this storm from the north going? Le'echan azal, amar Yehuda marav she'alach lichbosh et kol ha'olam kulo tachat Nebuchadnezzar ha'rasha. That was the divine presence that was going now to conquer the entire world under Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, to give it to him. Why? V'kol kach lama, why should God give Nebuchadnezzar such a zechut that he should get such psi'ata d'shmaya that he should be able to conquer the entire world? Shelo yomru umot ha'olam biyad umma shefela masar HaKadosh Baruch Hu et banav. So the Goyim won't say that, look, the Jewish people are under the dominion of a lowly nation. So God made Nebuchadnezzar great. So at least it's not so humiliating to him. He says, okay, listen, we're under the dominion of Nebuchadnezzar. We're a powerful man. He runs the whole world. So therefore, it gives Am Yisrael a certain dignity. That if they would be under the dominion of Nebuchadnezzar, that wasn't a powerful man, so it would be very humiliating. So Borei Olam, to protect the Kavod of Yisrael, gave Nebuchadnezzar dominion over the whole world. That's what Tosfot explains from the Masechet Gittin. It says, V'kol ha-metzar li-Yisrael na'aseh rosh. Anybody that gives trouble to Am Yisrael, God makes him a head. Which means God elevates the anti-Semitic leaders to make them very, very powerful. Why? Out of kavod to Yisrael. At least the people cannot say, oh, look, they're under a low leader. Like, an unfortunate example would be Yimach Shemo Hitler, who in the beginning of his rise was not powerful at all. And in a very, very short amount of time, he rose himself to the Machshemo, the Fuhrer of Germany, which was a very, very, very powerful position. So that's, again, that Borei Olam gives these people tremendous power, more than they deserve, more than is anticipated, we should say, in order to protect the dignity of Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi garam li sheyesh shamash lo avdei pesilim? What caused me now to become the shamosh of these avdei avodah zarah, God serving Nebuchadnezzar, which is God that has to get Nebuchadnezzar the whole world? What caused me to do this? Avonoteim Israel, hen garmuli, the sins of Israel. Because the Jewish people sin, now I have to sell them to the Goyim, but now to protect them, I have to elevate the Goyim. So the sins of Israel caused me to do this. Va'ere hayot, so it says, I saw the hayot, the angels, v'ine ofan echad ba'ares, ese l'hayot. So one of the angels, ofan is an angel, type of angel, echad ba'ares, was on the ground, that's the ground of the heavens, not the ground of the earth. It's in the hayot, next to the hayot. Amar bil azar, malach echad shu omid ba'aris, v'roshu magia etz lahayot. That's a very big angel, which means the bottom of the angel is in the rakia, that's the first level, and the top goes all the way to the hayot. No. The hayot is all the way on top of the seventh heaven. So there was one ofan that starts from the rakia and goes all the way up. As we learned earlier, the distance, 500 years, all the way to the top. The bright that says, Sandalfon Shemo. Okay, the name of that angel is Sandalfon. That is bigger than his friends, his colleagues, a 500-year distance. Ve'omed achore ha-merkaba, and it stands behind the merkaba, behind the chariot. Ve'kosher ketarim lekono, and it is putting crowns on a kadosh baruch hu. Tosfot says these crowns are come from the tefilatan shel tzaddikim. They come from the prayers of the tzaddikim. Every tefilah goes up, and this angel puts it, so to speak, on the kadosh baruch hu to make a crown from it. So the Gemara says that means there's angels where a kadosh baruch hu is. Ini, we have a contradiction. Ve'aketi baruch kevod Hashem memekomo, which means in his place. Mechlad de mekomo lekadi adale. It's mashal that nobody knows where the place is. Memekomo, from his place. Here we say Sandalfon, the angel, is up there putting ketarim lekadosh baruch hu. I thought nobody knows where he is. The Asur Gemara says, the Amar Shem ataga ve'azal v'yativ bereshet. You're right. Sandalfon is not up there either. But he uses one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Tefillot of the Tzaddikim, they fly up by themselves to wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, to that undisclosed place, and it serves a crown to the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol. So therefore, you're right. Even Sandalfon doesn't actually do it in it directly. He doesn't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Baruch Kavod Hashem Mekomo. But he says a certain name, and the Kitarim fly up on their own to the place where they're supposed to be. Amar Rava, Kol Shra'a Yechazkel Ra'a Yeshaya. Now, the Ma'aseh Merkabah is actually written twice in the Nevi'im. It's written once in Yeshaya, and one by Yechazkel. That is a big difference, because Yechazkel was in Bavel when he saw the Ma'aseh Merkabah in Chutz La'aretz, and Yeshaya was in Eretz Yisrael. Secondly, Yechazkel's vision is very explicit. He writes it very, very explicitly what he saw. Whereas in Yeshaya, he writes it very, very short. So the Gemara wants to know, why was Yechezkel so long and Yeshaya so short? The Gemara says, Lema Yechezkel Dome. What is Yechezkel analogous to? Leben Kefar Shira'a Et HaMelech. To a villager that saw the king. And therefore, when a villager sees the king, he's excited. He can't believe what he's seeing. And therefore, he writes it in all its details. What is Yeshaya similar to? Like a person from the city that saw the king. He's used to seeing the king. So the simple explanation is, Yeshaya got his prophecy in Eretz Yisrael. So everybody believed him that he saw such a vision, because Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha. So he didn't have to write it explicitly. Everybody believed him. Mashaken Yechezkel says he had it on Nehar Denor. He had it on a river. So therefore, Nehar Kevar. So the people didn't believe him. What do you mean? You had a prophecy like this, such a high level in Bavel? So therefore, he had to tell him word for word exactly what he saw in order to give him veracity. That's where the Tosafot says, because the Tosafot, that's the fourth Tosafot, the Buddha Barit Leben Kevar, she said, Simanim La'achirim Kodim She'aminuhu. before they're going to believe him. Right, he was outside his place, outside of Israel. Right, the people were shocked. So Yaskel had to give it to them very clear. Amar Shlakish, what does it mean that we say in the Torah? Ashira la Hashem ki ga'o ga'a. What is that double language? Ga'o ga'a. Shira lebi shemit ga'e ala ge'im. That's God. That's ga'o ga'a. God is exalted over the exalted ones. He's elevated over the elevated ones. He's the king over the kings. For example, Damar Mor. Melech shebahayot. What's the king of the animals? Ari. That's the hayot, the wild animals. Melech, that's the lion. Melech shebebehemot. Sure, that's the ox. Melech shebeofot. What's the king of the birds? Nesher, the eagle. Ve'adam mitkae alehem. And who is over these kings? Adam. So Adam has dominion over those animals. V'kadosh baruch hu mitkae al kulan v'al kol ha'olam kulo. And God is over men. So therefore, Ashira la'ashem ki ga'o ga'a. He's mitkae over the ge'im. Now the Gemara discusses the different images that is by the Merkaba in the upper heavens. There's different images of different things like we'll see now, different animals. Katuv ahad omer, udmut peneim, pene Adam. Their image of these malachim is like the face of a person. Ufne arye el yamin, to the right is like a face of a lion, arbatam, to all four of them, angels. Ufne shor mesimol, arbatam, and one image like the face of a shor. Uchtiv arba panim nehad, pene ahad pene kiruv. Pene Shini Pene Adam, Shilishi Pene Arye, Varibi'i Pene Neshir, Ve'ilushor Lo Kahashiv. So we have a stira here. In one pasuk, it says that one of the images in the heaven was a shor, an ox. In another pasuk, it says it's not an ox. The ox was not present. So the Gemara says, Amar Ishtakish, Yehezkel Bikesh Alav Rahamim, Vafko Likruv. Yahashkel prayed that Rabbi Baruch Hu take that image away from his from the heavens, the shore, and he replaced it with a kruv, which is the image of a child. Amar Fanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Kategori Asas Anigor. The prosecutor is going to become the defense, which means the shore would remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of the Maaseh HaEgel. So therefore, it seems it was prosecuting up there. So after Maaseh HaEgel, it was still there. So when Yahashkel came along, he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he took away the maaseh of the shore, the image of the shore, and he replaced it with a keruv. My keruv, what is a keruv? Amar babu cheravya. That's a face of a child. Shekem bevavil kolin liinuka ravya. That's right, they call a child a ravya. Amar lirpapad abayel ma'ata dikhtiv. It says, pene ha'echad, pene ha'keruv. One face was a keruv. Pene ha'sheni, pene adam. Another one was adam. Shilishi pene aryeh, rivi'i pene nesher. Hainu pene kiruv, hainu pene Adam. What do you mean? It says one was the face of Adam, one was the face of a kiruv. But a kiruv is also an Adam. So you have two faces of Adam. Gemara says, ape rabrebe ve ape zutre. A big face and a small face. You have an adult face and a child face. Each one obviously has a meaning. So therefore, basically, the four images in the Shamayim are what? You have the Ariyeh, which is the king of the Hayot. You have the Nesher, which is the king of the birds. Then you have the Adam, picture of Adam. And then you have the Kiruv. Okay? Now, the Mefarshim say, who's this picture of the Adam? They say it's Yaakov Abinu. That's the image of Yaakov Abinu that's engraved by the Kisei HaKavod. So the Mefarshim say that when Yaakov Abinu had his dream, and he saw the Malachi Elohim Onim V'Yoredim Bo, and he woke up, it says, Achen Yesh Adonai B'Makom Hazeh V'Anuchi Lo Yadati. So the Mefarshim say, literally it means, Achen Yesh Hashem, behold, there's God in this place, and I didn't know it. I mean, he says, if I would have known, I wouldn't have went to sleep in this place. So Mefarshim say that when he saw the Ma'aseh Merkabah in the heavens, he says, Achen Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazeh. He says, I always knew that there's Achen HaShetavot Aryeh Kiruv Nesher. I knew that there's three images over there. However, Anuchi Lo Yadati. But I didn't know that I am one of the images. Anuchi Rashetevot Aryeh Nesher Keruv Yaakov. And therefore he says, Anuchi, Achen I knew, but Anuchi Lo Yadati. So Yaakov already is one of the faces on the Merkabah. He's the Adam. Comes the Gemara and says, Ketuv Echad Omer. One Pasuk says, Pasuk in Yeshaya. Shesh kenafayim, shesh kenafayim la'ehad. Each one of these angels, these hayot, have six wings. V'katu v'chad omer, v'arba'a panim la'ehad, v'arba'a kenafayim la'ehad la'em. That's their four wings. So make up your mind, did they have six wings or four wings? Nakashya. Kam bizman shemet ha'mesh kayam, kam bizman shemet ha'mesh kayam. Kivyachol, shenet ma'atu kanfei ha'chayot. The times of Bet HaMikdash, the angels had six wings each. Two that covered their faces, two that covered their bodies, and two that covered their legs. See, two, b'shtayim yichase panav, b'shtayim yichase raglav, two that covered their legs, b'shtayim yi'ofef, and two that they would fly with. That was in the times of Bet HaMikdash. But if the Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, kivyachol, even the angels were lowered from the madriga, and they lost two of their wings. That's why the pasuk says that four wings. So the Gemara says, "Hey, minayu imut." Which wings were taken away? Amar Rav Hananel, Amar Rav, Otan Shomrot Shira Bahem. The ones that are used to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which ones are those? Ketiv Haka, it says, Ubishtaim Yo'ofef, and the next pasuk is, Vekara Ze El Ze Ve'amar. Ubishtaim Yechase Raglav, Ubishtaim Yo'ofef, Vekara Ze El Ze Ve'amar, Kadosh, Kadosh. So you see what? That it's the ones that they use for flying that they use for praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because right after the Pasuk of Shtayim Yo'ofef is juxtaposed to the Pasuk of Karaze El Zev Amar Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. So therefore, he wants to say, Avechatu, and we have another Pasuk that says, Hata'if Enecha Bo Ve'enenu. Hata'if is also Melashon Yo'ofef, to fly. So Hata'if Enecha Bo Ve'enenu. You just close your eyes for a second and they're not there anymore. So that implies that the Shtayim Yo'ofef ones were taken away. Kivyako, which means they weren't able to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu anymore like they praised them when the Beit HaMikdash was around. And that's why in the book of Yeshaya, when the Beit HaMikdash was still around, it says they had six wings. But in the book of Yehezkel, when he saw them, they only had four. Because by Yehezkel's already, that was the end when the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. ורבנן אמרה אותן שמכסות בהם רגליהם. So he learns, the rabbis, it was the wings that would cover their legs. שנאמר ורגליהם רגל ישרה. The prophet says in Yehezkel that he saw the legs of the מלאכים and they were one. They were straight, like one leg. ואילב דאמעות מנה בידה. So the Gemara says, how did Yehezkel see their legs? I thought the wings were covering them. שתיים יכסה רגליו. And they have to say it was those wings that were diminished. Therefore, he was able to see their legs. That way, they were regel yeshara. Who said, "Dilma diglai v'hajale"? Maybe they opened them for a second, and he was able to see it. Diilotem hacher. Because we're not going to say this. Udmut penehem pene adam. It says he saw their faces, what they looked like. Hakin amed deimut. What are you going to say? That they lost the wings of their face also. Ela diglai v'hajale. You have to say that what? That temporarily they reveal their face and they're able to see. And I can say also that what? They reveal their feet momentarily and they're able to see it. So the Gemara says, what are you comparing? I can understand that the angels would reveal their face in front of their master, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Yehezkel was able to see their face. But is it the derech eretz for them to reveal their feet in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course not. Ela must be that they didn't have wings at all. No, if they had wings, they would not reveal their feet in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not derech eretz. So ela must be that those are the wings that were taken away. Katuv echad omer, one pasuk says, Elef alfin yeshem shune. It's thousands. Thousands of thousands, like millions of malachim serve God. The Rebor Rebaban Kodamu Hi Yekumun, and tens thousands of myriads of angels will stand before him. So the pasuk over here is giving a number. This pasuk is in the book of Daniel. It's giving you a number. Thousands, thousands, and myriads are in front of him. So the Gemara says, "V'chatu v'had omer hayesh mispar legedudav." Is there a number to the armies of angels that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you mean? The first person gave me a number. So it was like kashya. Kam is much better kashyam. Kam is much better kashyam. Kevyachol shenit ma'ata pamalia shel ma'ala. The heavenly angels in the court in heaven was diminished. She's the tazir bet hamikdash in mispar. There's no number. However, after bet hamikdash was destroyed, so the heavenly angels, the ministering angels, they became diminished. So therefore, Daniel gives you a pasuk how much they were. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Meshum Abba Yosef Ben Dosai, Elef Alfin Yishem Shemune, Mispar Gedud Ehad, Vile Gedudav in Mispar. He gives a different answer. He says, in each troop, so to speak, of Malachim, it's Elef Alfin and tens of thousands, Rebo Rebaban. But when the pasuk says, Ayesh Mispar Gedudav, that's saying that the amount of troops is we don't have a number, but how much angels in each troop that we know. So that's how it reconciles the answer, that the number of malachim in each group that we know. How many groups are there? But that's already in Mispar. That's a different answer. But Abba Amar, what are these angels doing? They are by the river of fire. Stream of fire. Shneimar Ne'ar Dinur. Pasuk says, let's read it correctly. Ne'ar Dinur Naged Venafek Ben Kodamuhi Elef Alfim Yishem Shemuneh Verbor Beban Kodamuhi Yekumun. Which means these angels are by this river. Ne'echad Nafik. And where do these angels come from? Mezeatan Shel Hayot. From the perspiration of the hayot. Ulechan shafich. And where does it empty out on? Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amarab al Rashi Rishaim beGehinam. On the heads of the Rishaim in Gehinam. Which means it seems there's a fiery river. Nehar Didur. Nur is a fire. So the Gemara wants to, where does this fire come from? Whatever it means, but when the hayot perspire, from the perspiration of the hayot, it's fire. And it comes down to form this fiery river. And what's going on in this fiery river? The fire is landing on the heads of the Rasha'im that are there. In Gehinnam. And the Gemara substantiates this from a pasuk. Shneimar, Hines Sa'arat Hashem, the wind, the storm of God, Hema Yatz'a, comes out in anger. Vesa'ar mitcholel arosh l'sha'im yahud, and it falls on the heads of the Rasha'im. And the Gemara says that's referring to Nehar Dinur. But Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar al asher kumetu. He says that who is this fire falling on? On asher kumetu, which literally means those generations that were supposed to be created but were not. They were ordained to be created, but were not. Shnei Emad, Asher Kumetu Velo Et. Now the Gemara is going to explain what does this mean. Nahar Yusak Yisodam. That the Nahar Dinor is going to be poured on them. Now what is this referring to? The Pasuk says that Matan Torah was supposed to be after 1,000 generations of the creation. That the Pasuk says, Davar Siva Le'elev Dor. But the Torah was not given after 1,000 generations. It was given after 900. It was given after 26 generations, which means from Adam and Yisroel until Moshe Rabbeinu is 26 generations. From Adam to Noah is 10. From Noah to Abraham is 10, and from Abraham to Moshe Rabbeinu is 6. So you see, the Torah was given after 26 generations. So what happened to Davar Tzivah Le'elev Dor? So it says there were 974 generations that were supposed to be created in the world. But Borei Olam saw that if he's going to wait, the world will not be able to exist without the Torah for such a long time. So therefore, there's all those neshamot that were supposed to be in those generations. Borei Olam sent them out into the subsequent generations. And the Gemara says that these actually, the people from those generations were the Sha'im. And therefore, those are the people of the generation that we see, the Gemara is going to say, that are azeh panim, that are brazen. Those are from the 974 generations that were ordained to come into the world, but did not come at the proper time. So those are the ones that go to Gehinnam, and the Had Dinur falls on them in order to punish them. So the Gemara is Doresh. Tanya, Amar Bishimon Hasid, What is this Asher Kumitu? Kumitu means they were ordained to be created, but they were not created. Veloet, but they did not come into their time. It's another 74 generations that were ordained to be created. Kodem shenibra olam velo nibreu. Amad Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Baruch Hu came along v'shatlan bechol dor v'dor, and he planted them in each generation. Here he split them up. Hen v'hen hen azeh panim shebador. Those are the brazen ones of the generation. Hamar Yitzhak Amar Asher Kumitu. That's it. Let's just read the top Rashi. Kodesh Ra Olam, Nigzar Alim Nibbaraot. Liyot Kodem Matan Torah, Likayem Ashne Emad, Dabar Sibal Elev Dor. Reuya Ita Torah, Natin Asop Elev Dor. Ushera Shena Olam Itkayem Belo Torah, Amad. So some have this word, Vitardan. Tardan is he destroyed them. But our Gemara is, says Shatlan. So it's both. He brought them down, and eventually they got destroyed because they were the Rishayim. They were going to be the Rishayim, these people. How did they get destroyed? In the Hadino. Venitna lesof kavav dorot. Madam Rishon ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, this is the Hadino. We know it's the fire is destroying the Rishayim. Which Rishayim is it destroying? So this is the Rishayim that were destined to be created 974 generations before the creation, and they were not. Look at the bottom Rashi. Asher kumetu al tatka'ad dorot. Tatka'ad is 974. That's the famous Tatka'ad Dorot that I was talking about. Shi'avirim in ha'olam kodem atnan Torah velo b'ra'an. Kedektari lekamav v'natnan b'gehinam. Ba'aleim nofer shne'emar b'ahem b'nahar yutzak yisodav v'anu nahar dinor shemutzak aleim. Baruch Adonai le'olam.